Souls will cling, cold as blistering, bloody rain casts as dwindling. The throne is in sight, bodies piled high, plodding through Winterfell-y land.
You're listening to Night Cheese with Shubba and Kelly and Kyle.
Hello.
Today what we up? Are making up for some lost time, and we are covering two episodes of Game of Thrones, the second and the third episodes. And the names of the episodes escape me. So what were the names? They're like the boring one and then the battle.
A Night of the Seven Kingdoms, and I don't know if they're the battle.
The Long Night or something.
Yeah.
The Long Night.
Yeah,
that
sounds right. If you could rename the episodes, what would you rename them? I already gave you my renamed ones. The boring one and the battle.
Reunion and battle.
Okay, Shubba, what would you call them?
We fuck before we die, and then battle.
And then die.
And then die. I'm sorry, that's what I should have. Except not die.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. Should we talk about these separately, or I think we should talk about each episode separately, because they're pretty separate.
Yeah, let's not spend too much time on the boring one.
Yeah,
the first one didn't have a
That's my main thing about the second episode, is that it's really boring, and it's mostly a bunch of reunions and orchestrated closure for all the different characters and the relationships and stuff like that.
And a weird pregame for the war.
Oh, yeah, there's like, oh my god, there's like 40 minutes where it's just like a bunch of, a hodgepodge of characters sitting in a circle.
God.
And like, once Pod starts singing a song, I'm like,
what
is happening?
Worst.
It was the worst possible moment. It was a true low.
What it really started turning into Les Mis.
Yeah,
they're sitting around in a circle the night before the war and singing.
It was way too much. There's just a lot of, okay, I was listening to some reviews about this. They were saying, this episode's just all about, like, getting closure because all the characters are going to die in the next episode.
Right.
But I'm like, this is not a character-driven show. Like, it's somewhat character-driven, like, medium character-driven. But I'm not like, oh, my God, I need to spend all this time with, like, a Gendry or...
Well, yeah.
We didn't learn anything either about the characters. They just reiterated things we kind of already knew.
Yes, exactly.
You know, there was no revelation there.
The only revelation is that... that John tells Daenerys that he is her nephew. And she doesn't take it that well.
Well, they like don't even have time to talk about it. Because he decides to do it like 1 minute before the White Walkers show up.
It's a real my father is my uncle. My uncle is my father moment.
I was
just trying to give you some of my pop secret.
I think it's odd that everyone just kind of buys that Bran is, they're actually related. You know, that there's only confirmation from Bran, who said he said in a vision, saw in a vision, then
Sam,
right?
Daenerys
and
does
Sam.
That's
good.
Why does everyone
like,
just buy this?
Literally, it's just your brother and your best friend who's a loser. Both of them are losers. Look at Bran.
Well, it seems like nobody really cares about it for now. They're just we'll get back to this later.
That's a good point. Okay, let's see. Is there anything? I'm trying to go through my notes and see if anything interesting
There's
happens.
Like this whole thing about whether or not they should let Jaime stay.
Oh, yeah.
That's like what the first several minutes are about.
Yeah, you were about to be really sad if they executed him.
Oh my God. They would never. Actually, that was the only thing that I liked is when Brienne was like, I like him.
Yeah, and they were like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I liked
that. And then he apologizes to Bran. I was hoping that Jaime was like, time to finish the job, and like push him out of another tower.
Okay, it was kind of badass when in that like meeting where they're deciding what to do with him, Bran is like, the things we do for love. That was cool.
I hate everything that he says.
Because nobody else even knew what he was talking about. Half of those people don't even know.
Yeah.
He was just like, I know.
Bran just likes to troll.
Yeah, he's just a troll.
Okay, the only
revelatory
thing that happens in this episode is that Bran explains what the White Walkers are about. We've been waiting for 7 seasons to figure out what their deal is, and apparently they just want to kill Bran. Oh my god, he's so fucking self-centered. Jesus Christ. It's not about you, Bran.
It is, though. God. It turns out to be true. And then Sam is like, ah, yes. You are the memory of the world, and all life is memory. And
everyone gives just believes him.
Speech.
Why don't
everyone's like, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was such a huge letdown. I mean, because like they're the most mysterious, like dark element of the show that could like stand for something bigger. I was reading this AV Club article that was like, yeah, they could represent how like the world is coming for you or whatever, about how like the long arc of history and nature or whatever is going to come back for the humans for treating the world badly, things like that. But then the next episode happens, but we're not going to get into that yet.
Let me tell you what I was hoping. Yeah. Well, no, we can talk about it when we talk about the next episode.
Okay. Let's see. Dany and Sansa have like a little fight. Sansa still wants the North to be independent after Daenerys takes over or whatever. She's not happy with that. Theon shows up and they have like a fun little reunion. And I was trying to remember why Theon and Sansa. I remember he helped her escape from the shitty one that one time.
Ramsay, right?
Yeah, Ramsay. That's right. Yeah.
I think that's why they're friends again.
Okay, yeah. So she's happy to see him again. There's like a bunch of fake drama between Daenerys and Tyrion that just goes away immediately. So that was dumb. I don't know why that happened.
Oh, this is the episode where everybody talks about his brain. I feel like they use the word brain or mind like 30 to 40 times.
Yeah, it's really annoying. Weird. They really explain, like they really, are explaining the plot to people. It's unnecessary.
I think there was maybe an Easter egg in this episode, a foreshadowing.
Oh, yes?
I don't know if anyone else caught it, but just being a Tyrion and Dany, he has a conversation where he's talking to Dany about Cersei, and she says, you trusted her to send the army north. And he says, well, I was wrong. And then the next scene, someone is asking him about Dany, and he says, I trust Dany.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, that's a juxtaposition. Oh, like
I'll that. Be paying attention.
My contribution for the episode.
Thank you, Kyle. Oh, my God.
I really like that.
Miss Sandy tries to talk to some white children, and they're like, what are you? And leave. It's pretty fucked up. And then her conclusion is that they have to go home because they can't be in this white people's land. It's not for them. That's kind of sad,
That's
isn't
sad.
It?
Yeah.
It's not a melting pot anymore, is it? Or I guess it never was.
It never was.
We talked about their dumb... Okay, the group hang. It's Jaime, Tyrion, Onion, Tormund, Pod, and Brienne. The group hang in front of the fire where there's drinking and storytelling, and Brienne gets made into a knight. And
then she doesn't even die.
Pod starts singing, and everyone, it's just like, we're like spiraling down and down. And then the Arya and Gendry have sex.
Yay.
Yeah, which is the second most unnecessary thing that's happened on the show outside of Pod singing.
Yes.
Again, if Gendry had died, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. Well, in this episode, we thought that all these people were going to die, so maybe that made up for all of the sappiness.
That's what I was thinking. Like, all right, this is the last time we'll see a lot of these like tertiary characters.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that episode.
I wanted to mention one thing about it.
Yes, keep going.
Did anyone catch the Chris Pratt cameo?
No.
He was an archer on the wall.
Oh, really?
Chris Pratt?
I'm pretty sure it's him. I didn't verify, but I was like 95% that that archer looks a lot like Chris Pratt.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I feel like that, we'll check. We'll fact check that. Let me see.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll just do it later. Okay, so that episode sucked. I hated it a lot.
Okay.
What do y'all think?
I actually thought it was fine.
I gave it a 3 out of 10. 3 Pod songs out of 10.
I would maybe give it a 5 out of 10. Yeah. I thought it was pretty boring.
It kept going on and on and on, but, and had no point.
Yeah, and I didn't like the weird fire scene.
Oh my god.
but I, all of the like sort of sappy stuff that happened, I was sort of there for it because I was like, okay, great, all these, this is like a good thing to do before these characters are killed.
Right. When, what did you think of Arya getting laid?
Oh, I thought it was cool. I mean, she doesn't need to. Cool.
Exactly.
Everything that I read on the internet was like, we all know Arya's a lesbian. And I was like, she doesn't.
That's
her
not true.
Sexuality
has
like not been
have...
a part of her character.
I thought was only sexually interested in the concept of death, which is why she went to that school. Okay.
Well, look, they had built it up earlier in the episode and in the first episode, I think, right?
I know.
Like,
well,
Gendry's
like,
all
she's
sweaty,
back.
He, and
yeah,
he's like
back.
Making
she
his
can
tools.
Have a love interest. Yeah.
So I'm glad that all of those weird looks led to something.
I'm glad that she asked him about his sexual history before. Getting with him. I also, okay, one thing that makes up for this whole unnecessary Arya fucking plot point is that Sophie Turner, the woman who plays Sansa, apparently on her Instagram, she did like an Instagram story after this episode premiered on Easter Sunday, and she said something like, Arya got a visit from the Easter Bunny, like hop, hop, hippity hop into her pussy.
That's pretty cool. Like,
that was amazing.
She's very supportive.
Yeah, she is. Apparently, she is like a social media queen. I didn't even realize. She just drinks wine in a bathrobe and does Instagram stories. So
that's awesome. I've only seen she and her fiance were at a sports
game. One of the
game.
Joe Bros?
One of the Joe Bros.
Yeah.
Were at a sports event, and then the Jumbotron, like, was on them, and mm-hmm. then she chugged her wine in front of the whole crowd, and
she's so cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
But I wish that that had not happened because it was stupid.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
I wish episode. You know who should have hooked up is Jamie and Brienne. Okay, they should have hooked up.
Oh
that's
my
all.
God, no, I don't want
yes
that for
I'm correct
I
she this, should have
this brings up to me the whole Tormund and Brienne thing, which still hasn't happened, but it's like real fan service because the fans want, it's Tormund, right? That's his name, the red hair guy.
Yeah,
they want them to get together, and he brings up possibly the most unnecessary character point that's ever been introduced, which is that he's so big because he nursed off of a giant woman after killing her giant husband.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Why?
That is so gross.
Why?
Character development.
Why? That's not, that's so stupid. God.
I hated
that. Anyway, okay, next episode. It's battle time. They're getting ready. Everyone is fighting. Melisandre comes back.
Wait.
She's
so
dramatic.
The first thing that happens in this episode is that Sam is like having a panic attack as he's walking around.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to say that my favorite thing about this episode was how it kept cutting to Sam, and he'd be like, oh my God, what's happening?
Panting.
I was like, yeah, that's accurate. I do. Yeah. I did enjoy that he's just constantly crying.
I think this was a much stronger episode than the one before it, just in terms of the cinematography. Oh, yeah. And I really thought the sound mixing was really good. I know. I heard that some people had trouble viewing it, like it was too dark. And I did not have that problem, though. Did either of y'all have that problem?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe Kyle, our TVs are, like, different or something, or special.
Well, I was just watching on my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Kyle and I both got our TVs, like, within the last year. So maybe that's why. So I thought the episode was too long. It was like 80 minutes long, which is about 20 minutes too long.
A really long
but
night.
I liked it overall. I thought it was a strong episode, though it did get kind of lost in some of the sub battles or whatever. What did y'all think?
Yeah, it was exciting. It was the best episode of the season. Yeah. I don't think it was the best battle we've seen. Actually, I don't even think it's in the top. I think it's in the bottom half of battles.
Oh, really?
Actually.
I thought it was cool.
I think it might be one of the worst ones.
The choices they made to make it feel so claustrophobic and, like, scary. I like that.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
I think the one, is that Hardhome when he's fighting with Jon and the White Walkers when they're in the...
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That one's a good one.
I think that was my favorite battle scene, but I don't remember all of them.
Yeah, me neither. That one a lot better.
I was reading. Reading is like the third verb that comes to mind. So reading this AV Club thing, and they're talking about how in the Battle of the Bastards or whatever, there's more like aerial shots, so you can kind of get a bigger sense of what's going on. And in this one, it's more like close in, and like I was saying, like you kind of get the feeling like you're in it, and it's like really scary because you can't see anything, like, and the noises are all around you. And I thought that was cool. The sensation it created was cool. I didn't like any of the flying around dragon stuff because it seemed really pointless, and it was like weirdly the scope, like I couldn't really get what was going on when they're flying their dragons around, like fighting the other dragons and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I liked the I mean, they seemed like they should have been a completely different episode, but I liked watching the dragons fly around in the clouds. Like, there were some scenes where it just looked very, like, picturesque, like Aladdin and Jasmine on a magic carpet ride. I really liked just how those scenes looked. I could have watched a full episode of just a magic carpet ride with dragons.
I do not. I hate that. I hate
but I was all very the dragons flying around stuff. About... So I was wrong about how I thought one of the dragons ended up dying, but apparently he didn't.
No, one of the dragons does end up dying, doesn't it?
No, they both show up in the trailer for the next episode.
Oh.
Does the ice dragon? Oh, the ice dragon dies. Okay.
Yeah, the ice dragon
dies. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So let's talk about who else dies in this episode. A bunch of the unnamed characters, basically all of the Unsullied, right, are dead.
Well, except for main one.
Except for the ones whose names we know. Mm-hmm. And the Dothraki are pretty much all dead.
Seems like it.
Yeah, because they show at the beginning.
I did
them, like going,
that scene.
That was a cool scene. Melisandre, she's so dramatic. Oh, my God. But it, like, pays off in this episode. Another thing, like, sub thing, somewhat unrelated, is that it's so obvious to everyone involved in the show that the Lord of the Light or whatever is definitely real. And I don't understand why there's not a bigger deal made about that. There's like a clear, like, the other ones you just kind of have to like to believe in them, but you can like see her casting spells and like people coming back to life and stuff like that. And no one's like, yep, this is what we should be believing.
Why was it she setting everything on fire all the time?
I think that's what I was thinking, like, about Daenerys.
Everything should have been on fire all the time. Yes! She should have just been setting all the zombies on fire.
Yeah, I don't know what
the
fuck she was doing. Like, there were, like, especially when, after all the bodies, everyone's dead or whatever, she should have been, like, crispying them so they couldn't come back as whites.
Just crisping them.
But crisping. Yeah, it's the fire. Melisandre, I think, has, like, a limited amount of, like, juice left in her, and I think that's why. With Daenerys, I don't fucking know. Like, she's not useful at all, really, in this episode.
At all.
She's somewhat useful, but I feel like she has this dragon. Why not just fly and, like, roast all of the whites? Because, okay, they show that you can't kill the Night King with the fire, which that was so stupid.
Can we just call this episode Roast the Whites?
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry. Yeah, but like other than that, she's like flying around pretty much helpless. Okay, and so going back to the death count, and then of the named characters, Melisandre dies in kind of a great dramatic way. She like takes her thing off and turns into an old lady, kind of like in Indiana Jones. Doesn't that happen in one of the Indiana Jones movies?
Yeah, third one.
The third one, okay. And then Jorah Mormont dies a hero's death. So does Beric Dondarrion. That's his name, right?
Yep.
The guy who keeps coming back to life. Is he the eye patch guy, or is that a different guy?
It's eye patch.
Okay. And then one of his other friends also dies, or one of the like other people from the wall dies.
Ed. Yeah.
Ed dies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I learned that his first name is Dolores.
Dolores?
Oh, it's his nickname.
Okay.
It's just his nick. Yeah. It's like Dolores Ed.
Dolores Umbridge dies. <Yeah. laughs> Okay. Who else? Oh, the little Leanna Mormont dies.
Oh, she was so
great. She killed the troll or whatever. The troll? Giant?
Yeah,
was it a troll
right.
or giant?
Giant.
Okay. That was sad. And who else dies? Anyone else on our side? Oh, Theon dies.
Yeah.
Okay, can
Theon.
We get to Theon is defending Bran. He's doing such a good job. Bran starts warging. For what purpose? His eyes are just trying to be a dramatic little bitch with his little white eyeballs. He clearly is doing nothing. He's not gaining intelligence. Fighting anyone. You see that there's a clear cause and effect where the ravens or whatever go flying around, but it's not like they're attacking anyone or doing anything, and it's not like he's confused about where the Night King will be.
Yeah,
he doesn't need the ravens for that, because he already said in the previous episode that he can like feel it or whatever. He's just being a little bitch diva.
Theon is probably like waiting for him to come back with some kind of helpful information,
useful to
and
say.
He's just like gone on a crow's vacation.
Yeah, or he's raven's just vacation. Yeah, he's like just a virtual around. Reality game or that's something, what it, you know? He's doing he's his Oculus. It's so annoying. What was the point of that, Kyle?
I don't know. I have no idea. Funny.
God. Okay. And then we also see Arya kicking butt and being very inspirational, very feminist. And then you kind of see her. I like the scene with her running through the library and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was
and I was like, this is a big building. it's just like there's so many rooms and passageways. And then you see her kind of escape the situation, and you don't see her again until the Night King and his
that
peeps.
Scene was too that library was scene great. Was too scary. I yeah. like had the volume yeah, turned yeah. down, and I like couldn't, and I was like watching it like this.
Were you watching it on your laptop?
Yes, it was too scary.
Yeah, and then we'd see her, she kind of goes somewhere else, finds an exit, and then Theon does such a good job defending Bran, and, like, he defends him long enough to keep him alive to get the Night King there. Though I don't think that, was the Night King wanting to kill Bran himself, or was he wanting one of his, like, little minions to kill him?
He was gonna kill Bran.
Yeah, he was like taking his thing out.
Right, but what I was wondering is, did Theon even need to be there? Were they, like, ordering the Whites to kill Bran? Or did he want to finish the job himself? In which case,
he wanted to finish the job himself. White King, yeah,
out of the Night King. The Night King, the White King. So if that's the case, then did anyone need to be defending Bran at all?
Well, can make the argument that they needed to delay until Arya could get there, right?
Oh, okay, all right. Did he know that Arya was going to kill the Night King? You think?
Well, he's supposed like he to be did, all-seeing, right?
He's supposed to be all-seeing?
Or something like that, so I think so.
So
or I think he...
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right, and so then, yes, like Kyle said, there's this long, long segment where the Night King is walking towards Bran like he's a bride on their wedding day, and there's, like, this dramatic music, and the camera's, like, cutting back and forth between them, and they're, like, their eyes are, like, locked on each other in sexual eye contact.
That was such a long scene, and I really liked it because it seemed so out of place. Like, the music, the score was bizarre.
Yeah.
And it just seemed very much like how an episode of what I imagine, like, Grey's Anatomy would end like or something.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. I really liked that they went full
I'm pretty sure
soap.
That someone fucks a ghost in Grey's Anatomy. So maybe they're, like, in the same universe, two shows.
Wait, what?
I'm pretty sure that someone fucks a ghost in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, cool.
It might be a dream sequence, but still. Okay, so then Arya, just as Night King is about to, you know, start saying his wedding vows or whatever, Arya pops out of nowhere and gives it to him in the knee, and then he dies and shatters, and it's very dramatic, and everyone shatters. And all the characters we like are still alive.
Yep.
I want to mention that, okay, so that scene was amazing. I really, really liked her jumping out of the sky.
I enjoyed, yeah. Though
but,
it was kind of
the
not,
best.
Yeah, keep going.
What was happening right before that was that Jon was, like, screaming at a dragon. He was,
yeah.
All he had been doing that entire episode was hiding from the night dragon, the icy dragon.
Yeah.
And then finally he gives up, and then he just turns and faces it and is like, and if she hadn't killed him at that exact moment, like, he would have just burnt up, or he would have frozen up into little pieces of ice. Like, what was this plan?
Why was he
screaming at the dragon?
I don't remember, but I do remember being like, oh, John keeps wanting to help people and save them, and he's not able to. He's got to keep, you know, going forward, and he never actually makes it to Bran. Nothing happens. So.
He gives up on trying to fight the dragon and just screams into the dragon's mouth.
Yeah.
He's, like, about to be eaten by the dragon. It made no sense to me.
I don't know what his plan was. So it's a good thing that Arya fixed this problem for all of them. Okay, yeah, and then all the people who are still alive. We got Grey Worm. We got Missandei. We got Daenerys, Jon, Sansa, Arya, Varys, Tyrion, Gilly, Sam Jr.
We got Rob. Everyone. We got Caitlin. We got Joffrey. I'm just listing.
Joffrey is not alive
can
anymore.
Can I mention one thing? The crypts.
Yeah.
You know, all the people are in the crypts, and then predictably, all the dead bodies wake up in the crypts to kill them.
Right, yeah.
I was so... I knew this wouldn't happen. But imagine if there had been, like, a zombie Ned Stark, and we got, a zombie Sean Bean, coming back and killing people.
That would have been really freaky, except his head would not be there.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough.
Yeah. Well, and then I was kind of like, oh, it seems like it'd be kind of an obvious thing. They're, like, talking about the crypt so much. It seemed like it'd be kind of obvious. But then I was like, wouldn't those people have disintegrated? They would just be, like, reanimated dust by then. The people in the crypt.
I guess.
The freshest dead body would have been Ned Stark. And he died, like, 8 years ago. Or maybe, like, 10 years ago in the time frame of the show.
The White Walkers. I mean, the Whites. A lot of them are just skeletons. So your skeleton lasts a long time.
Your skeleton does? Are you sure?
Well, I don't know if it lasts as long as the oldest one. I don't think it does. But...
I don't think it lasts a long time unless it's, like, a fossil situation.
Well, they didn't show everyone opening, right?
I don't know.
That's
so
true. Just the non-disintegrated people.
I enjoyed the Sansa-Tyrion conversation. I thought that was cute. It felt very, like, heartwarming. And, yeah, and then now the biggest, baddest, scariest thing that's been looming over us for 7 seasons is gone, so we don't have to deal with it anymore.
It was pretty anticlimactic.
It was very anticlimactic. It was very anticlimactic. They just, like, dispensed with this big mystery. So, I mean, obviously this episode is really long and a slog, but it did seem rather quick. What else do y'all have to say about that?
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic. My one other feeling about the, like, Night King, you know, like, strolling in was when he meets Jon. I was also kind of disappointed that he and Jon don't really have an altercation at all. Like, he turns around and you think that, like, oh shit, like, the Night King is, I mean, you know, he's not gonna kill him, but he's gonna, like, hurt Jon or something,
right?
And then he's just like, never mind. And that's when he, like, lifts his arms and all the people come alive. The Night King's entrance was bizarre to me.
I don't know. I was kind of disappointed in, like, oh, the Night King exists to, like, just to destroy Bran or whatever. It's just really stupid. And then, like, the second part of that is, and then he's just dead now. So it's not a problem anymore. What about those babies from, like, the first few seasons? Remember when Craster, I saw this in an article, like a recap article, and they were talking about how the Night King was, like, turning those babies into White Walkers.
Well, they probably died too, right?
Okay, so there's no chance. You all don't think there's any chance of this not being the end of the White Walkers?
It's definitely the end.
That's too bad. I was a little bit team Night King for winning.
I wanted Night King to kill Cersei and then make her into the Night Queen.
That would have
Wouldn't that have been fun?
Very feminist, yeah. Yeah, I would have liked that.
What were you going to say, Kyle? What were your thoughts?
I was just going to say, with the ending and all that, even though it was kind of enjoyable to see Arya jump out and stab him, it was also kind of anticlimactic because it was so fast, you know? it was sort of like, oh, is there? Oh, he's gone now. Oh, okay. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, no epic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking up the cameos, and it looks like Chris Pratt was not in it.
Oh, really?
No. Okay. But apparently Chris Stapleton was. I don't even really know who that is, but he was in the most recent episode, Battle of Winterfell episode.
Oh, okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Did you watch with the subtitles on? With closed captioning on?
I did, yes.
there are two things I wanted to note about the closed captioning. When the Dothraki are making their noises, it's...
Can you do an example of their noises?
Called... No, that's offensive. It's called...
They're not real, so it's actually not offensive.
It's offensive. It's called ululating. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. That's an actual...
I know, but it was just fun to see that in the... Also, when the horses are neighing...
Yeah.
There's a point where the horses are running and they're neighing, and then the closed captioning says that they're neighing hoarsely. That was fun.
That was good. Oh, one of the dire wolfies comes back. It's still a wolf, not a shih tzu.
Ghost.
Which one? It's okay, so it's John's. Is John's wolf the only one that's still alive?
Some of them escaped, became like a pack in the book.
Oh, Nymeria. That's yes. Arya's dog. She saw him last season or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Or her, yeah.
That's right. Mm.
And then so Ghost is the only domesticated one left?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad Ghost didn't die. He was the most important character. I didn't want him to die. I was kind of hoping that Brienne, Tormund, a bunch of those side characters.
Gendry, Pod.
I was kind of hoping Tyrion also would die this episode. Varys,
I for sure thought Varys, yeah.
Yeah. But I think
Grey Worm. They have this whole talk last episode about how they're going to move to the beach and what lovely lives they're going to have.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was stupid. I was like, what? I mean, I get like a lot of the side characters died, but it's not like, like with Jorah, like we already thought he was going to die because of that disease. Like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We had already kind of pre-grieved him.
When was the last time there was actually a surprising death? Was that back
Littlefinger?
Really? Oh. You were surprised?
I think it was meant to be shocking.
Yeah, I was surprised.
They had built it up,
I think,
to be like he's trying to turn the sisters against each other or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But in terms of a character that we like dying, I don't remember.
I think since season 3.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, when does
Red Wedding
Pedro Pascal die?
Oh, that's season 4. That's a good point.
Yeah, so we liked
that's
him.
True. Okay. It's just, it seems like since that happened, or really since season 3, like season 3, so season 1, Ned Stark dies, which is, because like you were with him the whole show
that
up to that point,
unexpected.
So you assume he's the main character. And then season 3, you had the two... What was it?
The Starks.
Those two Starks die.
3, there was a little baby too.
Yeah, and I kind of wish they had, since then and now, like some more major characters died.
Yeah.
like in the middle, well, not wait till the very, very, very end, which is what we're waiting for.
That's one of the best things about the show when it originally was airing is, to me, like that it was going against your sort of more traditional storytelling tropes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, I've been doing this, watching every episode about how Game of Thrones could have been better if they hadn't thought about, like, you know, the path before they got here.
This is actually a good segue, but continue.
And one of the things I was thinking is it'd be really interesting to see if they just let Jon Snow stay dead in the 5th season and not come back to life. I think that would have been such a great, because I think it would have worked from an arc standpoint, and it would have just been really interesting to see how it went, because it was building up so much that he was so important, and if he had just died at that point, I would have really thought that would be a great twist, and we could have seen like certain characters like Sansa get more developed and more time is spent with her, and she gets to kind of grow, which I feel like her character and Arya is kind of having, like they kind of got to this point where they kind of got 70% of the way, but in terms of what I would have liked to have seen for more growth, they kind of didn't get there because we had to spend more time with like John you
and
know,
his incest,
the oaths that he swore,
and like it's his conflict and Danny, and
you know what I wished would have happened? I wish the Night King had killed Bran, and then Arya killed the Night King. Or I wish that Bran had died in that first episode when he got thrown out of the tower. That would have made a much better show. And I also, because like now it's just like, what is even the point of Bran? Like, he still has not really proved his value to us. It's not like he, like, okay, yes, he did like kind of convince everyone that the White Walkers were real and blah blah blah, but he seems to have gone like a really long harrowing journey, and we've just been with him for so much of it, and what is the point?
Well, his big payoff was learning about the Danny thing, but then
that's true.
But
yeah.
Or the John thing, but then what's his name also found out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Sam. So why and that, like, more in a much more verifiable
out,
way.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I was wondering if Bran still might die because
oh,
they...
let's hope so.
I felt like in the first or maybe in the second episode, they were sort of built up that, you know, Sam is sort of like, you know, he's writing and he's reading. And maybe if Bran dies and we lose our memory or whatever,
oh,
like,
yeah, that's true.
Sam will sort of keep it going or whatever, because he's very connected to the past and he cares about books.
Yeah, that would have been nice. One other thing that I read was that I forgot about this, but apparently the White Walkers existed because the, like, little children or whatever they were called back when the earth was a baby, the, like, little children of the forest, like, wanted to had created, like, humans or something, and then they're like, humans too much, we have to kill the humans, and that's where the White Walkers came from. And so the White Walkers are supposed to be, like, sort of a balancing force for the humans to prevent them from getting too powerful, but now they're dead, so
yeah.
And so are the little children of the forest, so
yeah. I mean, the handling of
everyone's dead.
The White Walkers, it would have been nice to have seen a little bit more, because, like, they were so tight with the... Like, the appeal of the White Walkers to me wasn't the threat. It was that it was kind of like an existential thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it was kind of like the heart of, like, what's really going on? Like, what's the deal with all the magic?
Yeah.
You know, what's really going on in this universe? Yeah. And then it doesn't get answered.
Yeah, it does not. Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is Kelly from the future. We had some audio technical difficulties when we were recording the episode, so we're gonna cut it off right here. Luckily we were already at the end of our discussion, so thank you for listening and good night. Jeez.
In Westeros we can plot rebellion, poison child kings like Alton Brown. Some say we're related, we say so, man, but you'll continue watching anyhow. As always, we'll conspire. Dragons breathe lots of fire. Oh, look at them fly.